Nothing has been more crucial for the Islamic Republic than its troubled relationship with the United States. Death to America is still an article of faith for the Iranian government. So President Obama's comments were read and watched avidly by many people here.
If countries like Iran are willing to unclench their fist, they will find an extended hand from us.
But President Ahmadinejad responded with a verbal volley of punches. He complained about America's support for Saddam Hussein in the Iran-Iraq war, its opposition to Iranian progress, its backing for what he calls the Zionist regime, Israel. Above all, a tirade against American arrogance.
We will welcome change only if it is fundamental and on the right track. Otherwise, the world should know that if anyone wants to speak with the Iranian nation with the same language, tone and invasion-seeking spirit of Mr. Bush, even in different words, Iran's response would be the same one it used to give to Mr. Bush and his servants for several years.
States like these and their terrorist allies.
Iran's hostility to President Bush deepened after he named it in the so-called Axis of Evil. But barely 2 months ago, Mr. Ahmadinejad sent an unprecedented message of congratulations on Mr. Obama's election victory. Now he seems to have changed his tune, after what sounds like some bruising behind-the-scenes battles over policy. John Lyon, BBC News, Tehran.